Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather, you got a trip coming up.
We do, our first trip as a family of four. Really, I mean, Emily has flown. We took her when she was basically the exact same age Brooks is now, like 18 months, so a year and a half. And it went pretty well, I would say, overall. It went better than expected with one, but with two is going to be a little different. And Brooks is a very different kid than Emily is. Emily's calm, composed,
Brooks is a dude.
Full, and Brooks is like a bowling ball. Like, you just set him loose and it's just like, whoa. He's like,
yes.
He's a boy. He's all boy. He's a very good kid, but he is all boy. Like, he doesn't love to be held. He doesn't love to hold your hand. He wants to be on his own and he wants to explore and move. But I'm just looking for any, especially on flights, right? Like, help me get through this flight. And everyone else on board, I know Colin was like, we're going to walk on and everyone's going to look at us. They're going to be like,
that's
oh,
that
no.
family.
The damn dinosaur
don't sit
sounds.
Next to us. Don't sit next to us. Oh, they're sitting in the row before. You know what? It's the row behind, because that's where you're just hoping that as you sit down, there is a mom or a dad, somebody who has been a mom or a dad in front of you. Still a mom or dad.
That gets it.
That understands. Yeah. This kid is going to kick my chair. It's okay. My kids did it. So I'm going to have to live with it.
What do you mean it's okay if the kids kick the chair? Now you tell your kid, don't kick the chair.
That's what you tell them. And you tell them, don't put your feet up there. Don't touch the tray table.
Right.
It's going to happen. And you try and minimize.
One time I go, okay, it's a kid back there.
But
I'm not talking to you. You're going to judge the parents and go, Heather, come on, get your kid in line, right? That's what you want to avoid.
Yes, you try and avoid it as much as you can, but it does happen.
We want to avoid all of that.
I have sat in front of young kids, especially it seemed to have happened over the last, I don't know, 18 months a lot, even when I've been traveling alone. And I have no issue with it because I understand the struggle that they're going through.
That you've been there.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Here is the number one hack that I had. Now, this worked best with four, and because there was a year where I took them down to Disney World by myself, and I'm traveling through with four, and it was where Lucy and Ruby were, I don't know, 5, 6. Ellie and Jack were in the 1, 2 range. And so what we did was, in their car seat, they have these rollers that you can screw to the back of their car seat, and it just stays there. You when you're in your own car, like, you don't have to have it on there, but it stays there because it's thin enough to be able to, doesn't affect how it fits in a car, doesn't affect how it sits in a airplane seat. But the beautiful part of it is it becomes their stroller, so you just leave them in the seat. And you tilt them back, and they're rolling. And so I was carrying all the bags, and it was actually Lucy and Ruby that were pulling Jack and Ellie. It was hilarious.
That's even part of my question, to fly with the car seat or not. You know, like, we weren't
so
even
easy to put
we
into
weren't going
to
bring the
seat.
Car seat.
It's
plural. We need two.
Right. Now, when you rent, and if it was just two, if it was just Lucy and Ruby, I wouldn't do that because they needed to be able to walk. And sitting in their seat, they were girls. Mm-hmm. So they would sit there. But then when you get to whatever the car rental or car service, like you can get car seats at your destination.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
We're also looking into, I don't know if anyone's used these. There's now these like baby rental apps where you can rent
a baby.
No, they're all the things that go along with baby, like
can
pack
we rent
and plays.
One for Jim for this weekend?
Nobody wants that. The baby doesn't want that. I don't want that. Go ahead, Heather. What were you saying?
So like you can rent like a pack and play. You can rent strollers. Sure. You can rent anything that goes along, like a high chair. Mm-hmm. So we're going to stay in an Airbnb that does not have a pack and play or a crib. So I'm trying to like figure out how these rental companies work so I can rent one instead of having to go purchase one when I get there.
Yeah.
So we're trying that. Like anyone that has any sort of travel hacks, travel tips.
Mm-hmm. Lots of gummy bears.
Yeah, there'll be lots of snacks.
Yeah, for him and you.
Yes.
So one of the first texts we got, Heather, one word, Benadryl. Knock him out.
Yeah, I never did that.
Now, I have heard, though, that can backfire, that Benadryl or something like for some kids can be where it can knock them out and make them tired, but it could also make them a little crazy and loopy and even worse behavior-wise.
Right. If you miss that window of them falling asleep, then all of a sudden now they're just grumpy as hell.
It's like the lemons in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, you don't want to get them all zany.
Right.
Yeah.
So that scares me a little, and I'm not one to drug my kids, but I'm not opposed
to
that idea.
How long of a flight is it?
It's a quick flight. We're not going super far.
Like under 3 hours?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on parents who don't want to lose their kids, so they like latch something onto them?
Like putting them on a leash?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I understand it, and if it works for you, go for it.
I've never been a big fan. Definitely wasn't a fan before I had kids. Always thought like, oh, I've never put my kid on a leash. That's for animals. Yeah. I've changed on that a little bit now that I do have kids, and I know people who have used one, and they swear by it. Like I don't think I'll do it. They wear little backpacks.
Okay, because they're like a leash. Like they're not a dog.
They're not putting it around their neck.
Well, right.
No, but they wear little
backpacks. No, but if you could put it around their waist.
And the little pulley comes off the backpack, and then they can walk around, but you're still... I see it a lot at the zoo. A lot of people use them there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
But you do you.
I don't know. I mean, I was always of the mindset, if you do that, one... I don't like the appearance of it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just didn't like the appearance of it.
Yeah, I don't either.
And everybody that's ever walked a dog knows that the dog is going to get twisted around somebody or the other leash of, if you've got two dogs, two
they're
kids.
They're going to walk at the very end of it.
They're going to get twisted up and now all of a sudden you got a bigger problem than you had.
248-539-9797. Heather's taking two kids under four on an airplane, travel, vacation. Mm-hmm. Tips for the airport and beyond, traveling with two little ones.
How do you keep Colin under control?
Well, I put him on a leash. I'm not opposed to that. He's an adult. That's fine.
I'm sorry. I was not ready for that. That's incredible. I should have said three little ones.
That's true.
Texter says, give Brooks a shot of whiskey. He'll be fine. Aaron in Lake Orion.
That's just for teeth.
Yeah.
Go to the airport an hour early. Let them walk around, explore, and exhaust themselves.
I have heard that. That's great. That's a good idea. And I don't know if Detroit Metro Airport has this area, but some airports actually have like a play area. Do you know if they have one in Detroit?
Are you flying Delta?
We are.
Okay, so you're at the McNamara Terminal. I don't know that I've seen that.
I don't think I have either, but I've never...
But in the entire airport, like they can just run up and down. And there are plenty of areas, like gates where there's no plane coming in or leaving. There's no one sitting there. That's where you just let them
roam. That's good. Good advice.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather, ship whatever you want to the destination you're going to. We've done that before, Alan in Lake Orion. Mm-hmm. The entire radio community is going to judge me, but bring a tablet. Turn on that garbage show, Coco Melon. Your kids will be hypnotized the entire flight. That's Kyle in Oxford.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kyle, got to bring a something to view, a screen.
My kids don't very rarely watch tablets or TV, but they will be in front of a screen on this plane.
There is nothing I think is cuter than when Teddy puts on his headphones.
The little headphones.
Oh, my goodness. They look so big on his head.
So cute.
And then... The kids don't understand, like most adults don't understand when you have those headphones on that, you know, you talk a little bit louder.
Yes.
And so, yeah, he's always, you know, screaming.
Dad!
I thought this was a strategy to keep the kids quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect hack for traveling with toddlers. Drive. Why would you put yourselves and everyone else on that plane through that? Think of the other people, not just yourself.
Oh, stop it.
Steve, father of young kids. This is not a kidless man, John. This
we contemplated sad. Driving.
Too
what
far.
Was his name? Steve?
Steve, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, we definitely thought about driving, and we've done long trips. We're going to take a trip up to the cottage, which will be over 10 hours. That's tough, too, with little ones in the car that long. But no, we contemplated that. But overall, we only have a small period of time to travel, and we don't want to waste it in the car.
Yep. Get it.
I heard Heather Park dropped a new album released today. It features Colin on a leash. It's setting us back.
It's regressive.
Yes. It's very offensive to dudes.
248-539-9797. Advice for Heather. Texter says, we got back from a trip to Tennessee with our 14-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Says, we arrived at our cabin. There was a full crib, mattress, baby monitors, stuff like that. So I'm assuming, is this the same person who said they had it shipped? No, this is a different person.
Did they get it provided from the
cabin probably?
Right.
Yeah.
Or did they order it from a rental because our Airbnb does not have it. We've already asked if they had any baby stuff.
The other thing is not just the screen, but give him something in his hands. And this is, I'm stealing this a little bit from, we do this for Teddy when we go to church. They have all these fidget toys.
Mm.
And I know it all started with the fidget spinner. Fidget spinner's not going to work for Brooks, but they have these ones where they don't come apart. So you're not picking up little pieces, but they can make little shapes out of these fidget toys. They can, there's the ones that where they can like pop, like there's like little bubbles in them that they go in and out and you could just keep popping them. Those are a lot of fun. I usually use those when Teddy's not using them.
Say that. Good for people with childlike dispositions as well.
Exactly.
How about putting AirTags on your kid? That's come up.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I'm not opposed to that.
Well, in an airport, like, okay, you could just put an AirTag on their backpack. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's going to be wearing his backpack.
He's not, but Emily will.
Yeah, you could put something on the wrist. I have no problem with it. Like, if they're going to school, I'm not going to do that. But if they're in an airport where things get busy, it's just more of a safety measure.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all.
More hacks for Heather, 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.